Los Angeles mayor's home. It was burglarized after she urged wealthy residents to house the homeless. That is the solution in California, in Los Angeles right now. Los Angeles has some of the worst homelessness in all of the land, in all of the country. And one of the solutions is, you know what? Those wealthy Angelenos, yeah, they need to really step up, and they need to bring people into their homes, donate more money, because we, the government, have let's get into it. Here we go. Today, we're launching the largest giveaway this channel has ever offered. All thanks to the sponsor of this video, Vanish Holsters. Many of you know, I often find myself in some pretty hairy situations, whether it's covering events in places like the Chop Zone in Seattle amidst mostly peaceful protests, or navigating through precarious homeless encampments. I've had my concealed weapons permit for several years, but my biggest hurdle to overcome has been I don't want to carry one more piece of awkward gear while I'm trying to film in a dangerous situation. But that all changed when I discovered the Vanish Daily Carry Holster. This isn't just any holster. It's my personal protection solution and today's video sponsor. The thing I like about it is that it's super comfortable, yet still discreet. It only weighs like 6 ounces, but it's made of super durable Cordura material that won't chafe against your skin. Put it on and forget about it until you need it. It works for 99% of all semi-auto pistols in the market, and it can be set up in multiple positions for both right-hand and left-handers. It's got a non-penetrable trigger guard and 2 utility or magazine pouches. Throw it on under a loose t-shirt and nobody knows it's there but you. And with 100% money-back guarantee, there's zero risk if you don't think it's a great daily carry solution. So all you have to do is click in the link in the description below and get yourself the most comfortable holster you've ever worn. And Vanish Holsters is hooking you up. They're going to knock off $50 off the retail price for anyone who buys using my special link below. And here's that huge giveaway I was talking about. And Vanish Holsters is giving away this $80,000 custom Rocky Ridge Silverado truck for free to one lucky American who buys one of these amazing holsters through June 3rd. Don't miss out. Buy a holster today. Los Angeles resident was arrested Sunday after breaking into Mayor Karen Bass's home, according to Los Angeles Police Department. You gotta have some kahunas to break into the mayor's house, right? Yeah, do you know whose home you're in? No, the mayor. Ooh, yeah. Well, anyway, officers arrested 29-year-old Ephraim Hunter and booked him in on felony burglary charges after he allegedly smashed a window of the Getty House, which serves as the mayor's official residence. The home was occupied at the time. Uh-oh. In a statement Sunday, the mayor's office said Bass and her family were not injured during the incident. But hey, you know what? Bring strangers into your home anyway, because it'll be fine. You know, whether they're robbing from you, you know, just bringing them in, it's all good. It's California. We love everybody. Hunter was previously charged with kidnapping and attempted murder in Massachusetts, according to Los Angeles Times. He reportedly spent 7 years in state prison. That's good. After facing accusations of being one of 4 people to beat a man using a hammer and a snow brush inside a van approximately 30 miles outside of Boston. So what we're saying is that this is just a pretty solid individual. He's got high moral standards, and he's a real peace lover. He really likes peace. Yeah, peace. Yep. The incidents come as Bass has touted her community violence intervention programs as methods to keep Los Angeles residents safe. During her State of the City address, she pointed to summer night lights. Like Friday night lights? Instead, we got summer night lights, which aims to foster safe environments during peak times for gang violence. That and a whole bunch more cops roaming the streets, that'll get you some results. That ain't happening either, right? And then throwing people in jail. Need to incarcerate some folks. Need to get them off the streets. Got to do something there, but nobody's willing to do that. Therefore, all of these programs, yeah, they just kind of fall on deaf ears, don't they? The state of our city is stronger today because we have made change and disrupted the status quo. And by status quo, you mean the woman dying for being stabbed in the throat at the LA Metro station. that status quo. All right. Well, okay. Yeah. So the city works better for you, people of Los Angeles, and we're just getting started with people getting stabby in the throat. All right. Okay. Well, I mean, I know what you mean, but last week, Bass urged wealthy residents to help house the city's homeless population through her LA for LA initiative, which aims to curb criminal behavior. Los Angeles Police Interim Chief Dominic Choi told KCAL it would be challenging to address crime through the initiative. So you've got the police chief saying, yeah, this is no go. This isn't going to work. If there's criminal behavior involved, it's a police job. It's difficult to bring in private money or private funding for that, Choi argued. Public safety is my task, and our officers will make sure that aspect is handled. See, you got one issue over here, but you know what? Come stay in my house. I'm really wealthy. Come stay in my house. What we're doing in Cali. Choi also reported in March that robberies increased by 9.5% from 2023. However, Bass claims that LA for LA could be a sea change for the city. Okay. Yeah. All right. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not seeing it in reality, right? Just doesn't seem like it's really doing much. We're asking the most fortunate Angelenos to participate in this effort with personal, private sector, and philanthropic funds to help us acquire more properties, lower the cost of capital, and speed up housing, the mayor noted last week. Now, what about the $24 billion that's been spent in recent years and nobody really knows where that money went? Yeah, what about that? What about the fact that California's homelessness has risen? The numbers are staggering. LA's got 40,000 people, 60,000 people homeless. Numbers they're absolutely staggering. I can't keep track of the number of, I think it's 40,000 illegals have gone to Denver. And is it 65,000 homeless folks in LA? Something like that. We're asking the most fortunate. Okay, so you're left with what? You're asking them to do what? And this is a good idea because why? $24 billion has already been spent and nobody really knows. And that story, you know, broke last week. And it was like, all right, but yeah, go ahead. Solicit donations from wealthy people. I'm sure that'll be fine. A critical element of public safety was found in fighting homelessness, Bass added. Businesses experiencing a decrease in revenue due to residents' fear of the unhoused provided further reason to address the homelessness issue, according to the mayor. You got to make your street safe. That's the only thing that is going to want businesses, you know, create that pull for businesses in the community. If they have roves of gangs running around stealing from them, just unbridled shoplifting like we've got going on right now, that's not something businesses will deal with. They're out of there. They don't want to deal with it. And the whole homelessness crisis, I mean, it's not about housing, right? You got a bunch of people whacked out on drugs and you're letting them live just willy-nilly wherever. So the more housing you create, it just exacerbates the situation because these folks know they can come into your community, get some free housing, low barrier, no barrier, do all the drugs they want. Why should they change? These folks are the same ones out robbing the stores because they got to pay for their habits. So, you know, we're kind of talking out both sides of our mouths here, aren't we? The rescue phase of an emergency is always expensive. There's no way around it, Bass stated. Motel rooms rented by the night are expensive, but it is far, far more expensive to leave people unhoused on our streets. Beyond the human toll, we all pay the cost of the thousands and thousands of fire, paramedic, and police costs. That's because you have allowed this problem to fester the way it has. Other cities haven't allowed homelessness to just take off. And just, you know, it'll be fine. You're just, you know, some down people down on their luck in their tents. They're fine, though. I mean, they're not doing any drugs. They're not doing any human trafficking. There's no sex trafficking going on there. There's no stolen goods. There's no purchasing of stolen goods, selling of stolen goods. There's none of that going on. They're just, you know, one paycheck away from being homeless and that happened to him. And no, that narrative is long, long gone. Now you are stuck with the, oh my gosh, we let this happen. This is where we sit. And what are you going to do? Well, I think you just do a whole bunch of this, which is just basically tread water. I think that's what you do. Because if you can't get much of a dent done with $24 billion, and you got $1 million a unit to these, you know, projects being built, I mean, it's a real head scratcher, isn't it? Now, you got to invest. I hate to say it. You got to look at the root causes. When people say that, it just typically means to me that they just want to talk. No action, lots of talk. Let's get at those root causes. But in this situation, all right, you got a bunch of whacked out drug addicts who are stealing to afford their next fix. So then what are you going to do? Well, how about we kind of get tough on that? Oh no, we can't have that. We can't. We love the homeless. It's just. So migrant and homelessness, they're competing basically for the same housing, right? And we're looking at how that's going in Denver. We're going to talk about that in specifics in Denver. Because Denver is all of a sudden, you know what? Yeah, we don't have any more money. And we'd rather not go way further in debt than we already are. So we're going to just ease up on the way that we address the whole migrant situation. Same thing in Los Angeles. They're taking on migrants. San Diego is taking on a huge influx of migrants. They're being dumped onto the streets. And they're competing with the homeless for the same housing. I'm sure it'll just go fine, right? No, I have concerns. I have great concerns.